I would like to invite Moises Gonzalez and Kathy, who I always... What surname do you go by? McClure Gonzalez. Okay. Moises is going to be preaching and sharing his testimony today, and Kathy is going to interpret for him. So let's pray for both of them. God, thank you for your story that you are telling in each of our lives. And thank you that we have the opportunity sometimes to listen to each other's stories at length and to just marvel at what you do and how you call us and how you transform us and how you are calling us into the world to work alongside you. And I pray for Moises today that you would give him great strength and freedom and comfort to be able to tell his story and to share some of the things that he's learned about you and about your work in us. And we pray strength and clarity for Kathy as she interprets. It's really hard work, and we just ask you for energy and stamina for her. In Jesus' name, amen.
Buenos días.
My
name is Moises Gonzalez. Hoy voy a compartir un poco de mi historia de vida.
Today I'm going to share with you a little bit of my life story.
Y tomando una frase del Padre Nuestro.
Taking into account a phrase from the Lord's Prayer.
Que venga a nosotros tu reino, hágase tu voluntad aquí en la tierra como en el cielo.
Let your kingdom come, let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
La pregunta es, ¿cuál es la voluntad del Señor?
The question is, what is the Lord's will?
Y también tengo un versículo para compartir que es Mateo 36.
Also, I'd like to share another verse. It's Matthew 9:36.
Que ya leímos.
It's what we just read there.
Entonces, bueno, comienzo que yo nací en Caracas, en un barrio de clase obrera.
I'm from Caracas. I was born there, and I'm from a working class barrio.
Y un barrio de gente alegre, amistosa, con todas las cosas bellas que tiene la gente humilde.
And it's a place with a lot of people, a lot of happy people, beautiful people, and all the good things that the humble people tend to have.
Que también tiene una realidad cruda de algunas cosas.
But I also have, you grew up with a harsh reality too.
Yo nací y me crié y viví toda mi vida y todo lo que yo soy fue formado dentro de ese barrio.
That's where I was born and raised, and everything that I am really happened in that barrio.
Y en algún momento, no sé si por ignorancia o guiado, no sé por qué, yo entré en un grupo ocultista que había en el barrio.
When I was growing up in the barrio, I don't know why, but at some point I entered into an occult group, a group that practiced the occult.
Y quizás yo pensaba que eso me podría ayudar en mi vida.
Maybe I thought that if I entered in this group, this would help me in my life.
Cuando entré a este mundo, yo comencé a creer que yo estaba predestinado para estas cosas.
When I entered into this world, I started to think maybe I was predestined for these things.
Había personas en mi familia que nos decían desde niños que nosotros teníamos esos dones desde antepasado.
Yeah, since we were little children, there were people in our family, in my family, that told us that we had certain gifts in our family from generations and generations.
Y aunque no sabía lo que estaba haciendo, yo fui entrando poco a poco a ese mundo.
And even though I didn't really know what I was doing, I started entering into this world bit by bit.
Y muy rápidamente la gente que me inició allí me reveló secretos que para otros le tardaría muchos años en poder saberlos.
And I actually started to kind of excel in this world, and the people that were training me and mentoring me started to teach me secrets that they didn't teach to people, they only taught to people after being in this world for a long time.
Y comencé a sentir poder de cosas ocultas.
I started to feel power in these dark things that I was practicing.
Yo no quiero decir estas cosas para glorificar nada de esto, solo como testimonio.
I'm not trying to say these things to like glorify anything about this world, but it's just as a testimony.
Pero llegó un momento que yo podía saber lo que otras personas pensaban.
But I got to a point where I could, you know, hear what or know what other people were thinking.
Si alguien era me tenía enemistad, si alguien era un peligro para mí.
If there was someone that was against me or if someone that was looking to harm me, I knew I could perceive it.
Y eso terminó convirtiendo mi vida en una vida de esclavitud y de desconfianza hacia todas las personas.
But this made my life turn into like basically it was like a slavery and I didn't trust anyone.
Dañó todas mis relaciones personales, familiares y amistades.
It hurt all of my personal relationships, my familial relationships and my friends.
También sucedió que algunas personas comenzaron a pedir favores.
Also, you know, people started to ask me for favors.
De que yo adivinara el futuro y le hiciera cosas.
They wanted me to read their future, to tell them different things.
Y aunque esto pasaba, en el fondo de mí no me agradaba eso.
And even though this happened, I didn't really like it. Like deep down inside, I didn't feel good about this.
No quería ser visto como una persona rara o que la gente le tuviera miedo por estas cosas.
I really didn't want to be seen like a weird person or someone that people were afraid of.
Yo me crié viendo personas que eran de esas cosas y nosotros cuando niños les teníamos muchísimo miedo.
I grew up watching these different types of people and people that had these gifts and we, like as kids, we were scared of these people.
Yo sentía que ese era un mundo de mucha ignorancia.
I felt like this was a world of a lot of ignorance.
Y que las personas que estaban allí eran incapaces de ser felices realmente.
And the people that were trapped in this world were unable to be happy.
Y ya en una etapa, ya con tiempo allí.
And after I had been going along in this world for a while.
Yo voy a parar a una secta de cosas muy oscuras y muy malas.
I got to a point where I joined a certain group that was very into like the dark arts.
Unos amigos me llevaron bajo engaño.
Some friends brought me into this group, deceiving me.
Y me coaccionaron a que yo entrara.
And they convinced me that I would so that I would enter.
Me decían que si yo no entraba allí, yo iba a morir.
They said that if I didn't enter this very dark group, that I would die.
Porque yo sabía muchas cosas de ellos.
Because I knew a lot of things about them.
Y yo entro en esa etapa y eso fue casi que una etapa de locura.
And when I think about this time in my life, all I can think about is the darkness that there was.
Era gente verdaderamente muy malvada.
And there was people that were really given over to evil.
Y yo hice un pacto.
And I did, I made a pact, an agreement.
Con la muerte.
With death.
Y en ese tiempo que yo estaba allí buscando cosas más altas y más poderosas.
This time that I was there, I was like always looking to find the thing that was stronger or more powerful.
Yo estaba en la calle.
I was on the street.
Estaba en una feria como las que hacen aquí, muy parecidas.
I was like at a street fair.
Y estaba vendiendo zapatos y cosas así.
And at this time of my life, I was selling shoes to make a living.
Ya estaba oscureciendo.
And it was starting to get dark at night.
Y me apareció una mujer así de salió de atrás de donde yo estaba.
And this lady came from the back, from behind where I was, and she came in front of me.
Y comenzó a hablarme.
And she started to talk to me.
Era como tenía como mucha energía.
She had a lot of energy.
Y me miró y me dijo, tú estás buscando a Dios.
She looked straight at me and she said, you're looking for God.
Y yo me quedé sin palabras.
And I was like without words.
En verdad, yo estaba muy metido en lo que yo estaba haciendo de oscuridad.
In the reality, I was like at this point very into what I was doing.
Pero esa mujer me dejó paralizado.
But this woman, when she said, you're looking for God, left me paralyzed.
Me dijo, repite conmigo.
Repeat after me.
Señor, ven a mi vida.
Lord, enter my life.
Libérame.
Free me.
Entrego mi corazón a ti.
I give my heart to you.
Y yo lo hice.
And I did it.
Y Yo quedé todo confundido, no sabía qué había hecho.
I was like really confused, I didn't know what I had done.
Y ella volteó y se fue.
And she just turned around and left.
Y yo dije, bueno, yo me siento igual.
Oh, I felt like, well, I feel the same.
A partir de ese tiempo, yo comencé a enfermarme, tener pesadillas.
But after this time, I started to get sick, I started to have nightmares.
Comenzaron a suceder cosas muy poderosas.
There were a lot of powerful things that began to happen to me.
Y aunque yo continuaba yendo a las ceremonias y a todas las prácticas que hacíamos,
and even though I continued to go to the different rituals and ceremonies that we would do,
yo comencé a sentir asco por lo que hacían allí y me parecía como que era algo de gente muy estúpida.
I started to feel this repulsion for what we were doing, and I felt like this was just something stupid.
Las creencias que yo tenía,
the beliefs that I had,
comenzaron a pasar a ser supersticiones.
Started to be like, I started to look at them as superstitions.
Y yo decía, yo no soy una persona tan ignorante para estar haciendo todas estas tonterías supersticiosas.
And I started to think, I'm not a person like that dumb that I would do all these superstitious things.
Y dejé de ir.
And I stopped going.
Me llené de un valor que no sé. Eso me lo reveló Dios como 6 años después que yo acepté al Señor.
But I just had a strength to not go anymore, and God started to reveal a lot of this stuff to me.
Yo dejé de asistir y hacer mi vida normal, trabajaba, jugaba basketball, mis amigos.
And so I just left this stuff alone. I started living my normal life. I was playing basketball, hanging out with my friends.
Pero siempre habían personas que me hablaban de Dios.
But there was always these people that would talk to me about God.
Yo me sentía, cada vez que ellos me hablaban de Dios, yo me enfermaba.
Every time that they would talk to me about God, I would start to feel sick.
Pero ellos siempre insistían en hablarme de Dios y yo no los rechazaba por cortesía.
But they continued to talk to me about God, and I didn't reject them because I wanted to be courteous.
Y habían transcurrido varios meses que yo no asistía porque no quería ir.
So a bunch of months had gone by that I didn't go to any more of these rituals or ceremonies.
Ellos me amenazaban.
And the people would threaten me.
Y me decían, tú hiciste algo.
And they would tell me, you did something.
Vas a morir.
You're going to die.
Vas a estar enfermo por muchos años.
You're going to be sick for many years.
Vas a estar en la calle mendigando y comiendo de la basura.
You're going to be in the street begging and eating out of the garbage.
¿Eres de aquí o eres de allá?
Are you here or are you there?
Y yo no entendía por qué ellos me decían que yo había hecho algo. Yo había olvidado lo que había hecho con la muchacha.
I didn't really understand why they kept telling me that I had done something. I had forgotten completely about this interaction that I had with that woman.
Pero había un valor en mí que decía, yo no me voy a enfermar, yo no. Pero que antes yo sí creía mucho y temía mucho que ellos me dijeran eso, pero en ese momento yo no me voy a enfermar, ya no, eso son tonterías.
But in this moment, like, I had enough strength to say, I'm not going to get sick, that's stupid. But like back in the day, I would have felt like a lot of fear when people told me things like that. But I had some kind of strength within me to say, that's not going to happen to me.
Y había una amiga que siempre tomaba el tiempo de ir a mi casa o me llamaba por teléfono para hablarme de Dios.
And there was a friend that she would always come, take the time to come to my house or call me and talk to me about God.
Y aunque yo me enfermaba y tenía pesadillas y no podía dormir en las noches, yo la escuchaba.
And even though, like, I would have nightmares and I would get sick, and I couldn't sleep sometimes, I still wanted to hear her.
Y una tarde me llama y me dice, hay vigilia en la iglesia, quiero que vengas. Y yo acepté sin pensarlo.
Yeah, and so one day she called me and she said, there's a prayer meeting in the church, I want you to come. And without thinking twice, I said I'd come.
Y fui con ella a la iglesia.
We went to the church.
Es una iglesia muy grande en Caracas.
It's a huge church in Caracas.
Y es muy conocida por ser una iglesia como poderosa en oración y en intercesión.
Yeah, it's a very well-known church and it's known for the power in the worship and also for an intercession and prayer.
Y yo entré, iba enfermo cuando entré al...
I went into this church and I got sick as soon as I entered into it.
Y se revelaron cosas espirituales.
And there were evil presences that started to manifest. demonic stuff that started to manifest.
Y pasé toda la noche allí.
And I spent the whole night at this church.
En esos días fueron días muy duros.
And after these times, these were very hard days for me.
Eran principios de año de enero.
It was around the beginning of January when this happened.
Ella me volvió a invitar y yo volví a ir.
She kept inviting me and I kept going.
Llegué en peor estado que la primera vez, muy enfermo, mareado. Estaba muy mal, casi no podía caminar.
Every time I went to the church, I couldn't even hardly walk going to the church. I would get really sick.
Y comenzaron a revelarse otra vez cosas.
And once again, when I went to the church, there was demonic manifestations.
Yo tenía para esos días la certeza y yo sentía que yo iba a morir.
In those days especially, I felt like for sure I'm going to die.
Y ese día había muchas personas intercediendo por mí.
And at this time, there was a lot of people interceding for me.
Cerraron la iglesia.
They closed, when I was at the church, there was a lot of people praying for me. They closed the church.
Y yo estaba dentro todavía, no podían sacarme.
And I was still there and they couldn't finish and they couldn't get me out.
Y mi amiga les dio el teléfono y llamaron a mi hermana.
My friend gave the people her phone and they called my sister.
Y fui a su casa con ellos.
We went to my sister's house.
Estaba muy mal.
I was very bad off.
Y ellos comenzaron a hablarme de la salvación.
And they sat me down and they started to speak to me about salvation.
Solo me hablaban del perdón.
They talked to me about forgiveness.
Y de cómo Dios puede borrar todo lo que hemos hecho en nuestra vida pasada.
And how God can erase everything that we had done in our past.
Y estuvieron 5 horas hablándome del perdón y de la salvación.
And they sat there and talked to me for 5 hours about salvation, about forgiveness.
Como a la 1 de la mañana.
Around 1 in the morning.
Yo llegué a un momento de paz y racionalidad.
I got to a place of peace and I was rational in my mind.
Y recibo al Señor esa noche.
And I received the Lord that night.
Yo recuerdo mis sobrinos estaban pequeños, como 7 y 8 años.
I remember that my nephews were little. They were like 7 or 8 years old at the time.
Y ellos despertaron y vinieron a orar
and they
por mí.
Woke up my nephews and they came and they prayed with me.
Por primera vez como en 10 días pude dormir la noche completa.
And for the first time in like 10 days I could sleep the entire night.
Y esa fecha nunca la olvidaré, fue un 21 de enero.
I will never forget that day. It was the 21st of January.
Porque esa había sido la misma fecha en que yo había pactado con la muerte 8 años antes.
Because that turns out to be the exact same date that I had made my covenant with death 8 years ago. And this was the day I accepted the Lord.
Y yo soy muy malo para esas cosas. Hace 8 años.
Yeah, like 2008.
Hace 8 años. Y yo tenía la certeza de que yo iba a morir ese día.
And before I thought, for sure I'm going to die that day.
Por todas las cosas que me estaban sucediendo.
Because of everything horrible that was happening to me that time.
Dios es tan poderoso.
God is so powerful.
Que Él me fue preparando por 8 meses.
That He had been preparing my heart for 8 months since that woman talked to me.
Para que yo recibiera en racionalidad, en paz y con conciencia, la misma fecha en que yo había pactado con la muerte.
So that I could receive the Lord with my right mind, with all of my senses about me in a peaceful way, that I could receive the Lord on the exact same day that I had made that agreement with death 8 years before.
Como un tatuaje que se borra.
It's like it was like a tattoo that had been erased.
Yo le temía mucho a ese día.
I had a lot of fear about that date.
Por lo que significaba y por la gente que me recordaba.
And for everything that it meant and for all the people that were telling me the importance of that date.
Y de ahí yo comienzo a cambiar.
And there, from there on, I started to change.
Poco a poco fui sanando psicológicamente, yo estaba muy afectado.
Yeah, bit by bit, I started getting healing psychologically. I had been really affected by all this.
Le tenía miedo a la noche.
I was afraid of the night.
La cantidad de cosas.
I was afraid of a lot of things.
Comencé, algunas personas me decían, ¿qué hiciste, Moisés? Yo veo que estás cambiado, tu cara es diferente.
People started saying, hey, Moisés, what did you do? Your face is different, you've changed.
Y era como Dios diciéndome, cree, yo lo hice, créelo.
It was like God was saying, believe it, I did it, believe it.
Yo puedo decir, quizás yo no conozco a Dios de manera intelectual o referencial, pero que yo he visto la mano poderosa de Dios interviniendo en mi vida.
I can say that I don't only know God from an intellectual way or some a referential way, but I have felt the powerful hand of God in my life.
En esos días antes de yo recibir al Señor, yo tuve un sueño.
A few days before I actually received the Lord, I had a dream.
Y yo vi la cara de Jesús y me decía, da el paso que quieres dar, no temas.
And a few days before this happened, I had a dream and I saw the face of Jesus and he said, don't be afraid, take the step that you want to take.
Y yo me desperté como que, wow.
I woke up and I was like, wow.
Era tan real.
It was so real.
Y me preguntaba, si yo estoy haciendo estas cosas que no le agradan a Dios, ¿cómo yo puedo tener un sueño así tan real con Jesús?
And I felt like, wow, how can this be if I'm doing all these things that don't glorify God? How can it be that I have a dream with Jesus Christ?
Y bueno, y hasta el día de hoy.
And up till today.
Él ha venido perfeccionando lo que comenzó en mí.
I've seen how God is making perfect the thing that he started in me.
Me dio una esposa.
Give me a wife.
Que más que una esposa, ella ha sido una parte muy importante en mi sanidad espiritual.
More than just a wife, she's been a person important for my spiritual healing.
Ella ha visto muchas cosas que quizás son increíbles o para otras personas son locura.
She's seen a lot of crazy things that maybe for other people they seem nuts.
Y una vez en Caracas,
one time in Caracas,
estuvimos un tiempo de oración y de ayuno.
We had a time of prayer and fasting.
Y en ese tiempo hablábamos de la salvación.
And at this time we talked about the salvation.
Y yo hablaba, bueno, yo recibí al Señor el 21 de enero.
And I was like, oh yeah, I received the Lord 21st of January.
Y el Señor me reveló en ese tiempo.
And that was the God revealed to me this time.
Él dijo, tú decidiste seguirme el 21 de enero.
God said to me, no, you decided to follow me the 21st of January.
Pero tú fuiste salvo aquel día que tú olvidaste.
You were actually saved the day that woman talked to you and you forgot about it.
Porque en verdad yo ese día yo lo había olvidado completamente.
Because I had totally forgotten about that.
Fue irrelevante para mí.
It wasn't really relevant to me.
Y vine acompañándote hasta el día que tú tuviste conciencia de aceptar seguirme.
And God said to me, I have been there accompanying you up until that day that you decided to follow me.
Y ha sido una revelación. Dios me lo compartió y ha sido muy poderoso.
And for me, like God shared that with me and it was a very strong revelation for me.
En el tiempo que sucedieron todas estas cosas, yo estaba bien, yo tenía cosas materiales que cualquier persona, tenía trabajo, dinero.
During this time, like physically, I was fine. I had clothes, I had work, I was eating fine.
Pero yendo al versículo de Mateo, que Dios vio a su rebaño y sintió compasión por él porque estaban desamparados.
But I think that at this time it was really like that verse in Matthew where God saw me as a lost sheep and I was without a shepherd.
Dios siempre envía mensajeros a traerme el amor de Dios.
And God always sent me different messengers to tell me about the love of Christ.
Que me veían con compasión y ojos espirituales.
They saw me with compassion and they had spiritual eyes for me.
Aunque ellos me veían bien, ellos sabían que yo tenía un hambre espiritual.
And even though like I looked fine and everything, they could see that I had a spiritual hunger.
Y esos ojos espirituales Dios nos los da cuando estamos conectados con Él.
And these spiritual eyes are what God gives us when we are connected to the Spirit.
Y siendo fieles a la palabra.
And when we're being faithful to the Word.
Para mí es como un gran triunfo yo poder pararme y hablar de esto acá.
For me, it's a great triumph that I can actually be in front of you sharing this.
Porque es primera vez que lo puedo hacer.
It's the first time that I've been able to do this.
Porque me daba mucho miedo hablar de estas cosas.
Because it used to give me a lot of fear to talk about these things.
Yo había bloqueado todos esos recuerdos.
And I had really blocked out a lot of these memories.
Y hasta que Dios me confrontó a que yo comenzara a recordar y comenzara a sanar.
But God showed me, He confronted me that I need to remember so that I can begin to heal.
Bueno, y yo creo que esa es la parte de la voluntad de Dios.
And I think that's a way that the will of God is shown.
Llevar el mensaje de seguirle a Él.
Bring the message for people to follow Him.
Ver con compasión aquellos que no conocen a Cristo.
Look with eyes of compassion on those that don't know Christ.
Porque es la necesidad más grande que tenemos ahorita.
Because that's the greatest need that we have.
Ya con conocer a Cristo es mucha ganancia.
Yeah, because knowing Christ is a great gain.
Y esa, bueno, es la reflexión que yo traigo.
And that's the reflection that I have for you all today.
Que oremos para que Dios nos abra los ojos espirituales.
That we can pray so that God would open up our spiritual eyes.
Y ver que la primera necesidad del prójimo es de seguir a Jesús.
And see that the most important need that somebody has is to follow Christ.
Es la necesidad más grande.
That's the need, that's the greatest need.
Y todo será añadido.
And everything else will be added.
Bueno, y yo di gracias a Dios por todas esas personas que Él puso para que me hablaran de la salvación.
I give thanks to God for all the people that He put in my life that talked to me about salvation.
Y por haberme amado tanto.
And for having loved me so much.
Bien. Quiero dar gracias a ustedes por permitir que yo pueda dirigirme a ustedes en este mensaje.
Thank you for letting me speak this message to you today.
Y me gustaría que oraran por mí.
And I would like it if you could pray for me.